When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheek?
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Trisha on assignment, but on the phone, I believe, Eric the Great, Kathleen, the lovely Kathleen. And this is from 50 Shades Greater.
This one, it isn't. This is Thinking Out Loud.
50 times greater.
Thinking Out Loud, of course, a very romantic song, Ed Sheeran. My mom loves this song.
Really? Yeah. But I have breaking news.
What?
The sequel, I'm going to be doing the sequel to this Shades of Grey called 50 Times Greater.
Wow.
I'm going to be doing that.
Yes, people fall in love mysterious ways, sometimes through Periscope.
That's your only comment? 50 times greater, can you imagine that?
G-R-E-Y-T-E-R.
Oh, yes. That was good.
That was good.
All
well,
right.
There are you can do your own sequels at home. I'm sure people will be having fun with that. So, but again, to recap, I really loved 50 Shades Darker. Mm. Four stars.
I gave it
Dave and
three.
Trisha three.
But that's good enough to go.
That's pretty good.
I think so.
That's not bad.
Yeah, and the third one should be good. It's coming out this year, right?
Yeah, next year on Valentine's Day. Now Valentine's Day, 50 Shades Freed. And, of course, we have a very special guest on. She's been on Breakthrough Entertainment many times, celebrating New Year's Eve with us, and, of course, Valentine's Day. Andrea Demerjian, the kissing expert.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're great now.
See, her voice is a little bit, her Valentine's
right
Day
now,
voice
Dave
is a little bit
50 times bigger.
I'm in my mellow Saturday vibe voice.
Yes, it is.
How are you all?
We're doing great.
Yeah.
Apparently, Dave's going to have to compose himself there.
Yeah, I elevated.
We are having a great Valentine's Day weekend, and you know, I think the last time we spoke to you, I don't know if it was, I think it was last New Year's Eve, like a year and a month ago or something.
Oh, sorry, I missed this past New Year's with you guys, but
it's
I'm happy to be here for Valentine's
Day. Yeah,
well, we're very happy that you're here as well. You always give us such wonderful advice, and of course, we wanted to make sure that we not only talk about kissing, because you are the kissing expert, but we wanted to touch on some, you know, themes of being broken and you know, the agony and ecstasy of love, as you put it in your email to me. But before we do any of that, remind our listeners, our wonderful listeners here on KPHX 1480 AM, tell us about your book.
Well, thank you. I wrote a wonderful book. I think it's wonderful, but it's a fun book called Kissing. And it's on a really happy subject. It's on everything you ever want to know about one of life's sweetest pleasures. And it just covers everything about kissing, from, you know, great tips and how you can improve your technique, to really how kissing started back in the land of the caveman and how it spread around the world. And just a lot of fun little facts and tidbits about kissing that you might not otherwise know.
And you also have a website as well that carries that on, and you have blog posts and...
Yes, I have the kissing book, and then I have a blog, The Kissing Expert, and, you know, I just try to keep the world a little light with some kissing thoughts here and there. It's a nice distraction, and I love talking to people about their kissing and things that they are struggling with or have made them really happy, and it's always a really fun adventure.
And now, people on Periscope are asking, like, what the best thing to practice on. If you don't have a significant other, or maybe you just want some practice, like, in between, or maybe you're having a significant other away.
And my number is 602-625.
They're saying that they practice on their hand. Is your hand the best thing to practice on?
Well, you know, your hand or your arm, really. And I think in part because it's easy to bring your hand and your arm to your face.
I thought you were going
to
say your neighbor.
Any fruit? Someone saying tomatoes?
No tomatoes. You know, tomatoes could be really interesting.
Ooh,
there's a nice
yeah.
succulence to a tomato and a juiciness that could be, you know, could be a nice simulation of a kiss. Absolutely.
I like
I've never
idea.
Thought about that. That's a new that's, tip for the kissing expert. Thank you.
That is. That's a good tip. It would credit someone from Periscope.
Well,
good
I got
job.
A tomato right here right now. That's, no, I'm kidding, of course.
Okay.
That is interesting. That would be...
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Be tasty and healthy at the same time.
You'd want it to be at least room temperature and not out of the refrigerator.
Oh, that would be tough. Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
You want it to be nice and warm.
Yes. And, but, so, of course, we always love having you on because you give us such great advice. And one thing I was curious, since all this technology and, you know, people meet in mysterious ways, as that song said, what would be your advice? And I know we had a little bit of a discussion about this on email, but what would be your advice for someone who is away, maybe they're a long-distance relationship? How would you kiss that person? We don't want to get involved in all the technology things.
You could lick the stamp.
I don't want to kiss a robot.
Well, you know, I think that at least in this day and age, you know, apart from just a wonderful kind of sexy phone conversation that can get you going, we have Skype, and you can actually see the person, which is a nice sort of way to at least stay connected. You know, I've actually kissed my computer screen. So,
I have to.
You know,
don't you have to kiss the camera?
The camera, right?
Well, you sort of go into the screen. I go into the screen. At least that way your face is close up next to the person. Whether your lips are actually connecting through the computer screen, it almost doesn't matter. It's more sort of the spirit and the fun of it. And the first time I did it, I thought it was kind of silly, but then I actually had a lot of fun with it. So yeah. I think that's one way to do it. As I said, I think phone is a wonderful way because there's something still about listening to the voice of the person that you love or attracted to, because sound is a really important thing in the way we respond.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the sound of someone's voice can trigger all sorts of feelings and thoughts inside of you that can really get you going. Yeah. So I think that's a really strong one. Joseph, I know you're talking about there's some new technologies and apps out there that can simulate kissing that are just fun, and I think they're novel.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think that, you know, obviously there's nothing that takes the place of the real thing, but I'm really actually liking this tomato, honestly.
I do. And, you know, and something else someone said on Periscope, you know, kissing something that the person gave you, you know, as well, perhaps. No? Hear that?
Well, that's a nice thought, because
kissing a ring or something?
You know, that or, you know, I think also another really wonderful trigger of romance and staying connected to someone far away is scent. So,
okay.
You know, whether it's a woman spraying a little perfume on a scarf or a man spraying some of his cologne on a handkerchief, that can be a wonderful way to still feel them close to you, even if they're far away.
Right.
And I had a boyfriend in Italy a long time ago, and he would send me these asbestos hot love letters, and he would spray them with his cologne.
Oh.
And I would literally just stack the letters on my bedside table at night, and when I went to bed at night, I could just the scent literally would waft over me. Oh. And that was just, you know, very exciting, because it would really just make me think about him and all of the kissing that we enjoyed. And he always tasted like spearmint gum, so I was always just chewing spearmint gum.
There are
ways to stay sort of close to someone through scent, through smell, taste, sound, because that's how we're wired, you know. We're wired in a very primal way, and that's how we gather our information. When we're attracted to someone, the smell of them, the taste of them. There have been times where, you know, through Match.com, where you're meeting someone and you're emailing, and then you speak to them, and if the sound of their voice is a little off, boy, that can really, like, put the kibosh on things pretty quickly, too.
You know what the new trend's going to be? Is taste like tomatoes.
Well, I love that. I really, really love that.
Hashtag.
That is really good.
I've got to go out and get some tomatoes right now, actually. So,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, if you bite into a tomato like an apple and just really enjoy it, wow.
Ooh.
Wow.
Well, well, okay.
Well, and I love all of those.
And you can French kiss a tomato, too.
That's what I was thinking.
That's true. You just,
I went to that step immediately.
We are learning a lot, and this is really good advice. And this, you know,
We'll have a tomato kissing contest.
Well, and I love it. And it's red like Valentine's Day.
So now we're talking.
Very appropriate.
It is. And I love all of the things that you just said, because, you know, we use all of our senses. And I think that, I mean, you're right. The smell of someone, the taste of someone is like, if you are in a long distance relationship, I think a good thing to say is like, what kind of gum do you chew? Because then you could chew the same color of gum and their mouth is going to taste like that. I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's...
You know, or maybe they leave a sweater behind, or, you know, don't wash the pillowcase that they slept on, because you can still smell their natural oils and scents.
Oh.
You know, there are wonderful ways to sort of keep that person close in that way.
Now, let me ask you this. What, there's many, let's say, I was going to say bad kissers, but let's say bad kissers. So out there, what advice would you give them? I'm just going to throw something out. I think often they're not even aware what they're doing. So awareness of how the other person responds should be real key, right?
Well, it's funny. At the top of it, I have to say that, you know, if you are kissing someone you think is a bad kisser, that person actually might go kiss someone else, and that other person might think that the bad kisser is actually a really good kisser.
It's subjective. I get
it. It's very, very subjective, and it has so much to do with how the shape of people's lips and how they connect, and then back into the scent, the smell, the taste, because there's always this intangible thing that happens between two people and how their natural sort of pheromones and their own sort of cocktail mix connects with someone else. Sometimes it can be very intoxicating, and sometimes it's a real turnoff.
Wow.
And I always say that, you know, there's always like, you know, for every pot, there's a lid. So for every kisser, there's someone that they're going to connect with that they kiss very well with. I mean, you might think you're a good kisser, and sometimes you might come along people and you think, the kissing wasn't right. They're not such a great kisser, when in part, you know, technique does matter, but there's also this, you know, that intangible connection that needs to happen to make it sublime.
So there's such a thing as chemistry.
Yes, yeah. Very much so.
And I know we just have a couple more minutes in this segment, unfortunately, and because we have another guest that's waiting. But Andrea, I do want to make sure that we touch, because this was great.
You can improve someone's technique, though. That was what I wanted to say.
Okay.
You can improve if someone is maybe not the best kisser. You can guide them along and give them a few suggestions, or lead by kissing them the way that you would want to be kissed in return.
Okay.
It's sort of like you become the driver in the seat, and sort of it's a subtle way to show them. Or if you're really interested in them and you want to improve their kissing, you make a game of it. You say, you know, next time here, let's try this, let's do that, and what do you think of this?
Yeah.
And that way you're engaging them in a way that doesn't make them feel that you're critical of how they're kissing, but you just want to have fun and explore to find the sweet spot between the two of you.
And when do you kiss someone? Do you always kiss someone on the first date, second date, third date? What's the issue that?
You know, there's no hard and fast rule. Yeah, that's one of the frequently asked questions, and I just basically say to people, it's really how you feel, because you can go out with someone and that spark can start flying, and you might find yourself wanting to kiss them so badly you're trying to control yourself. And if the feeling is mutual, you know, you go for it. Sometimes people like to get to know someone a little bit better, and they like to let the anticipation build. Or sometimes you meet someone and you're not necessarily attracted to them physically right away, but there's something about them that you like and you just want to get to know them better. So, you know, each situation is really individual. So I say there's absolutely nothing wrong with kissing someone on the first date, and there's nothing wrong with waiting, you know, for 2 months before you kiss them. It really depends on how you guys feel.
Where's the best place to kiss somebody? I mean, like indoors,
you mean
outdoors?
On their body or, you know, physically indoors or outdoors?
The tomato.
You know, I like
kiss
a
on
cozy
the tomatoes.
Nook. I like a cozy nook. But, you know, then there's also nothing better than a spontaneous kiss. You know, if you're just walking along the street and someone grabs you, you know.
And you don't know them?
Well, I'm saying if you're walking along the street with someone that you're, you know, whether you're on a date or you're with a significant other. It's really about the moment.
Well, and before we let you go, I do want you to be able to touch on the I want you to be able to touch on the agony and ecstasy of love, getting over you know, some past pains, because like you said, the world is, you know, we need love, right?
It's like every day in my mind I'm hearing that song. What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
Mm-hmm. Bird background.
And more and more, it seems, these days. But you know, heartache can be really intense, and there is such thing truly as a broken heart. And it's, you know, when we're in love, all these wonderful chemicals are coursing through our body, and when that love is broken or something changes, those chemicals ebb dramatically and literally physically aches us. But you know, it takes time to sometimes heal that heart, and there are a lot of people who say after a devastating breakup that they'll never love again. But again, we're hardwired to be part of a community, and so we're hardwired to connect with people. And you know, sometimes then something does happen. You know, sometimes it takes a year, sometimes it takes 2 years, sometimes people go years after a breakup, and then out of nowhere, their heart is ready for love again.
Well, we always have such a wonderful time with you, Andrea Demerjian. Everyone check out Andrea's book, her website. Thank you so much for joining us, Andrea.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. Happy Valentine's Day to you. I'm sending
Thank
lots
you.
Of kisses.
Happy Valentine's Day to you as well. Hope you have a great Valentine's Day.
Thank you very much.
And of course, this is John Legend, All of Me, and not just John Legend, but also Lindsey Stirling with the violin.
I had no idea.
Lindsey Stirling, great.
Wow.
Violin's a very beautiful
Guess what? Instrument. I'll never tell anyone you kiss like a tomato again. Evidently, that's a good thing. Okay. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back with a very special guest, the movie called Broken Memories. We'll be right back.